Many jails are turning to video chats as a way for inmates to connect with loved ones on the outside. For families, there are financial and emotional costs. As Natasha Haverty reports, video visitations usually replace in-person visits.
Since her son Tommy went to jail, Dawn Herbert tries to see him as much as she can. He's incarcerated less than a 10-minute drive from her house in Keene, New Hampshire, but he might as well be a lot further.
He's in that building, and I can't get to him.
Dawn's visits probably don't look like what you're picturing, sitting across a table or behind a pane of plexiglass. No, when Dawn visits her son Tommy, she has to sit in a windowless booth just past the jail's front door, hold a phone to her ear, and wait for him to show up on a little screen.
It's nice that they have this. You have an appointment. You are connected, which is, okay, great, you know. Hi, honey.
On this day, Dawn can hear her son, but most times she says she can't. The sound cuts out or the screen freezes up. And this whole time, Tommy is a few hundred feet away on his cell block, sitting at another little screen.
I can't stand it because he's on the screen in front of me and I can't touch him.
This is what a visit means in this jail. Because when this jail signed its contract with Securus, the company that installed the technology, it agreed to ban all in-person visits between inmates and families. And that's on its way to becoming the new normal in jails across the U.S. Video visits come in-person visits disappear.
We were actually reluctant. We were like, really?
Richard Van Wickler is superintendent of Cheshire County Jail, where Dawn's son is. He signed the jail's contract with Securus.
Video visitation, I mean, it's like another technological advancement of our society that nobody's really used to. But then we began to see the advantages of it.
One advantage? Less worry about contraband coming in, which means fewer inmate strip searches, which means less staff time. And here's another advantage. Jails stand to make a profit. Come do a video visit at the jail, it's free. But do it from your home computer, that can run a dollar a minute. Securus promised Cheshire County Jail a 20% cut of the thousands of dollars those fees bring in. And while Superintendent Van Wickler says he's sympathetic to what's being lost here, it's part of the social contract of being incarcerated.
When one violates the law and one has to serve time in a public institution, one of the liberties that one could lose is the opportunity to hug a loved one. And you know what? That's a difficult sanction. That's hard time.
But anyone looking to argue that banning in-person visits goes a step beyond hard time has to be able to point at a legal definition of what a visit is. And as Bernadette Rauby of the Prison Policy Initiative points out, those laws passed before video visitation came out.
They refer to how many visits need to be provided in the jails, but they don't define what a visit might be.
Advocates like Rauby say video visitation is great for families who are far away as a supplement to real visits. Yet video visitation is actually far more common in county jails than in state prisons, which baffles Rauby because most people doing time in jail are closer to their families. That's also where real visits are getting banned.
We're taking away families' right to an in-person visit when they're most able to provide that for their incarcerated loved one.
I called Securus to get their take.
Thank you for calling Securus Technologies, the leading provider of inmate communication services.
But I just kept getting handed off to customer service representatives.
If you are calling about Securus video visitation services, press 1 now.
Video visitation is catching on really fast. 75% of the jails that use it have gone ahead and ended in-person visits altogether, even when that wasn't required in the contract. Which means as long as their sons or daughters are locked up, moms like Dawn Herbert will have to get used to a screen being the closest they can get. For NPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.